Today we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. It used to be called Ascension Thursday until it became Ascension Sunday now. But it has basically two complementary meanings. One is, of course, as the readings have suggested, the enthronement of Christ in heaven. His work on earth is done, and now he has gone to be in heaven, to be Lord of heaven and earth. But he also has told us that he had to go in order to send his Spirit to us. Now, his work is done, but the work is not done. More needs to be done, and that work now is ours. It's our work individually, it's our work collectively, and it's our work universally. We pray, Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And when we pray that, we're asking for the grace to know how to make it happen and what's our role in all of that. We are in what is a kind of in-between time from his ascension into heaven to the descent of the Holy Spirit, which we will celebrate at Pentecost next week. We call it liminal time, the time in between, the already and the not yet, if you will. Already, Christ has won salvation, but his kingdom has not yet fully come on earth as it is in heaven. We experience that Christ is enthroned in heaven, but on earth there is more work to be done. He does not live fully in us or in our world. And there is a certain amount of tension or frustration in this over the not yet of the coming of the kingdom. Universally, we look in our world and we see violence and we see greed, unnecessary suffering. Individually, we think we've reformed our lives, only to realize that with each step we take forward, more need for change becomes apparent. We are not yet there yet, you and I. We seek to eliminate from our lives things like judgment and impatience, resentment and small-mindedness, only discovering that it's still lurking, looking for an opportunity to get in. There's a tension between who we are already and the not yet of our conformity to Christ. So we are in this in-between time right now. Time he has left, if you will, the ascension, the Holy Spirit has not yet come. So what do we do in this time? For us, especially this week, but it's really a part of our spiritual journey all the time. It just happens to fit into our liturgical celebrations as we follow Luke's version of Pentecost. Well, in between time, let's suppose you decide you're going to want to go on a trip. And from the time you decide you want to go on this trip until the time you actually leave for the trip, is that in-between time. It's a time when you try to decide, well, where do I want to go? Who am I going to go with? Who's going to be there when I get there? And what will I do when I get there? How will I get there? Can I afford this trip? Lots of questions to be answered. Lots of work to be done. I have to pack my bags. I have to stop the mail. I have to make sure the car is ready for the trip if I'm driving, buy tickets, and all those kinds of things in between time. In Matthew, we had today this great commission, which is a trip of sorts. He said, all power in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore. There's the trip. Go. Make disciples of all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit. Teach them to observe all I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the ages. So for all of us, there is a trip ahead. He spoke those words to the disciples, but through the beautiful effects of Scripture, those words are spoken to each and to all of us. There's a trip ahead. There's work to be done. And we need to decide, well, what should we be doing? And how are we going to do it? Now, part of a vacation planning trip our trip planning is to assure our finances and transportation are in order. In other words, can we do this trip? Well, we ask the same question now. Can we do the work that the Lord has entrusted to us? And if we're honest and we reflect upon it carefully, we say, well, no, we can't. Not without some help. And that's where the prayer for the Holy Spirit comes into this week in earnest. We know that there's work to be done. We know that we've been given responsibility. We know it's a lot. And so we pray for the Holy Spirit to come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Prayer clearly is a big, important part of this week. It's a mandate. Christ himself models for us. Anytime he went on a journey, he first spent the night in prayer. And so if we're going on a journey, we imitate him and spend some time in prayer. What would that prayer include? Well, part of the journey ahead for us is going to try to understand what it is we're supposed to do. It is the mission of the church. And so we ask, well, what is the church all about? What are we trying to do as church? And where do I fit in to the mission of the church? What's my contribution to the overall success? The second is we pray, we need help. We need the support of one another. We need a community. We see this as absolutely necessary. If you look in the scriptures, Jesus didn't send people out alone. He formed community. He sent the community. We need companions for the journey. A community to support us, a community to challenge us, a community to model for us what we should be doing as church, and help us understand our mission. We need to make a plan. Again, more prayer, right? How do we get there from here? Once I realize what my work is to be done and what our work is to be done, we have to say, well, how do we do it? And so we pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come with wisdom and guidance and counsel so that we can make that plan. Now, when I go on a vacation, I love to go on a golfing trip, right? But I know after sitting idle all winter long, if I go on a vacation to play golf and I'm playing golf every day, I'm not going to hold up very well, right? In other words, before we go on a trip, if you're going hiking, if you're going water skiing or wherever that might be, you got to get in shape. Well, so too, this work ahead for us. We need to be in shape physically, mentally, and spiritually. There's some conditioning involved. Again, taking care in our prayer to figure out how we take care of ourselves so that I can do the work that God has entrusted to me. Ascension to Pentecost, this in-between time, is time the church sets aside, if you will, for us to prepare for the journey ahead. So that this should be, for all of us, a week of work, a week of prayer, discerning what the Holy Spirit will and what we will ask the Holy Spirit to provide for us on Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost and beyond is the time of the church. We call it ordinary time, but it's not really ordinary at all. It's a time when we go journeying forth, doing the work of the church. And so we ponder it, and we prayerfully consider it, and all the more eagerly look towards the time of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, with wisdom, with strength, with counsel and fortitude, with all those wonderful gifts that we so desperately need so that we can be the church, so that we can fulfill the mission that Christ entrusts to us.